Hello, this is Missy Hollander from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I shall be reading to you from the News and Observer's Restaurant Reviews. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. Before we get started, just a quick refresher of what the star system means. Five stars are extraordinary, four stars excellent, three stars above average, four stars average, and one star fair. The first restaurant I'm going to read is for Tapai 101, and they are located at 121A East Chatham Street, and that's in Cary. Their phone number is 388-3553, and they received four stars. If you're a fan of authentic Chinese food, no doubt you've discovered that the best restaurants usually focus on the cuisine of a single region. Szechuan chicken and Peking duck are on the same menu are, as a rule, not a good sign. Unless, that is, it's a Taiwanese restaurant. Thanks in a large measure to the influx of people from all parts of mainland China following the Chinese Revolution, the island nation has become a cultural melting pot. Chefs in Taiwanese restaurants have been catering to the tastes of a diverse population for more than half a century now. At Tapai 101, Chef Yung Hun Chen has been doing that since the restaurant opened in February. Those who are familiar with the considerable talents of Chen, a Taiwanese native who has worked locally at Mama Wok, CNT Wok, and Grand Asia Market, won't be surprised by the quality of his offering. But even Chen's most ardent fans will be gratified by its range. The scallion roasted beef pancake roll has already become something of a signature dish, and deservedly so. Originating in the Zhejiang province, whose cuisine is especially at Tapai 101, along with Taiwanese and Szechuan, the dish raises the ante on the ordinary scallion pancake with thinly sliced beef rolled into a flaky scallion-spangled crepe, lightly smeared with hoisin sauce. You'll find it on the extensive menu under the heading of Rice and Buns Corner. In that same section, you'll discover several other worthy temptations, ranging from fried rice with anchovies to chicken to mini steam buns, pouches of pillowy dough filled with savory ground pork, served on a Napa cabbage-lined steamer basket in a presentation that would do a dim sum house proud. If your waiter recommends an off-menu special called beef sandwich bun, even if you don't quite understand his description, take him up on it. Your sense of adventure will be rewarded with a delightful Asian riff on a slider featuring roast beef, crisp chiffonade lettuce, and hoisin on a dim sum-style baked bun. The list of authentic Chinese appetizers leans toward Szechuan fare, with options such as bamboo shoots with chili sauce and steamed pork with Szechuan garlic sauce. Spicy sliced beef, tendon, and tripe is served cold, but delivers plenty of heat in the form of chilies and Szechuan peppercorns. A less daring but nonetheless bracing option is the oyster soup with pickled mustard, one of the half of a dozen authentic Chinese soups served for two. Serving up a bounty of plump bivalves in a translucent briny broth that sparkles with slivers of ginger and finely chopped pickled mustard, it's refreshing even on a sweltering summer night. When it comes to entrees, the Taiwanese-style pork cutlet with veggies over rice is a must. The cutlet is in fact a succulent, lightly battered bone-in chop with emerald green Shanghai bok choy heading up an exotic supporting cast. Nor will you go wrong with the Szechuan fish, a surprisingly harmonious pairing of delicate tilapia in incendiary sauce, or cumin lamb with toasted whole red chilies and an abundance of onions in a sauce richly redolent of its namesake spice. Hunan chicken, stir-fried with mushrooms and green peppers, is a moderately spicy alternative for those without asbestos-lined palates. Don't overlook the tofu and veggie dishes section of the entrees, even if you're not a vegetarian. Meatless offerings such as Chinese watercress with garlic and eggplant with basil make superb side dishes. The dining room is a modest, traditionally furnished space that gets much of its warmth on weeknights from a small, friendly waitstaff. The room comes alive on weekends when, according to Chen's partner, Wen Kei Hao, it fills with the native Chinese customers who represent 90% of the restaurant's business. Tapai 101 is named for the skyscraper in Taiwan that ranked officially as the world's tallest building when it was completed in 1994. If that name seems too aspiring for a little eatery in a squat, nondescript building in downtown Cary, Rest assured that the food rises to the heights. Again, Tapai 101 received 4 stars, and they're located at 121-A East Chatham Street in Cary. And again, their phone number is 388-3553. The next restaurant review I'm going to read is for Azteca Grill, and they are located at 1929 Chapel Hill Road, and that's in Durham. Their phone number is 403-2527, and they received 3 stars. Painted in large freehand letters across the windows framing the entrance to Azteca Grill is a list of the restaurant's selection of tacos, tortas, and weekend specials. To a fan of authentic Mexican food, the words lengua, asada, milanesa, and pozole, to name a few, are an irresistible invitation. Even if you're a little intimidated by the Spanish, step inside anyway. The full menu will be handed to you when you're seated is bilingual, a clear and concise descriptions of each dish in English. Granted, the description of, say, burrugo, spicy lamb, served with rice, beans, and salad, doesn't elaborate on the rich complexity of the brick red sauce, or the fact that the lamb is bone and shank, slowly simmered to fork tenderness in that sauce. You'll forgive the omission. If you have questions, you can always ask Martha Arguelles, ever-present waitress and daughter of the restaurant's owners. When I ordered the Plantanos Fritos the first time my wife and I visited Azteca Grill, Arguelles said that they were out of plantains, but if we were willing to wait, her dad would run across the street and buy some from the tienda. The wait turned out to be surprisingly short. In no time, Ruben Gandinez, had fetched the required fruit, and his wife, Magali Triburaitis, had sliced them lengthwise, fried them up to a golden brown turn, and plated them with a dish of crema for dipping. The rest of the meal lived up to that same standard, starting with the rustically thick chips cut from corn tortillas that are, like pretty much everything here, made in-house. Oysters on the half-shell, presented on a bed of shredded iceberg lettuce and lime wedges, were as plump and pristine as you'd find at a good raw bar. My wife's order of Camarones El Mojo Diageo, served up with garlicky jumbo shrimp, green peppers, and onions in such abundance that she didn't object when I snagged more than I needed, strictly speaking, for tasting purposes. In return, I reluctantly shared bites of my borrego. As I paid at the cash register, I complimented Arguelles on the food and the surprisingly quick turnaround on the plantains. She pointed out that it was a weekend night and that the restaurant wasn't that busy. Service isn't so fast on Fridays and Saturdays, she warned me, when the restaurant opens at 7 a.m. and the dining room fills up with people getting their fix of menudo, pozole, lamb barbacoa, and tacos and other weekend specials. The food is worth the wait, though, especially if you get there reasonably early. By late evening, the otherwise excellent homemade tamales, steamed in corn husks and generously filled with pork, chicken, or cheese, can get a little dry at the ends. Pozole, on the other hand, a savory stew of pork and hominy in a chili red and broth, holds up just fine and may even get better as the day wears on. Same goes for the other meal-in-a-bowl soup and stews, such as caldo de res, oxtail soup, caldo de pollo, and the famous stewed tripe hangover cure, menudo. Peak weekend hours are mid-morning to mid-afternoon, and when the place can get really busy and noisy, with soccer matches on TV and Tijano music in the background adding to the din. Time your visit accordingly, depending on your tolerance for a bustling atmosphere and whether you're in a hurry. Fortunately, there are plenty of reasons to visit Azteca Grill, even if you prefer to avoid the weekend rush entirely. Chief among those reasons are the empanadas, thick, delicately crisp cornmeal pastries filled with your choice of shredded beef or chicken, both succulent, or queso blanco. They're served in threes, so why not get one of each? Other temptations, which I haven't had a chance to sample, include camarones a la crema, shrimp cooked in a chili blushed sour cream sauce, authentic carnitas, and, a rarity in these parts, chicken in a homemade mole sauce. Arguelles says carne asada and mojarra frita, fried tilapia, are the most popular dishes. She also says that her mom makes a great caldo seven mares, a dish whose name, Soup of the Seven Seas, is a poetic reference to the abundance and variety of seafood in the bowl. Can't wait to try that one. And again, Azteca Grill received 3 stars, located at 1929 Chapel Hill Road in Durham, phone number 403-2527. The next restaurant review is for Rosati's Authentic Chicago Pizza. They are located at 3605 Davis Drive, and that's in Morrisville. Their phone number is 380-7000, and they received 3.5 stars. In the Triangle, virtually every strip mall pizza joint touts its authentic New York-style pies, while a restaurant specializing in Chicago-style pizza is as rare as a Cubs pennant. So when Rosita's opened last year, its tagline, Authentic Chicago Pizza, was music to the ears of fans of the genre. Make that genres plural. To many Americans, Chicago style is synonymous with deep dish pizza. But to Chicagoans, the term conjures up a different image, a crust that is thinner and crisper than New York style, with toppings applied more generously than true Italian style. Rosita's satisfies on both counts. With a buttery crust rising to nearly 3 inches at the edge to contain a massive quantity of toppings, malted mozzarella and chunky tomato sauce, Rosita's deep-style pizzas hold their own against famous Windy City originals Gino's, Lou Malnati's, and Pizzeria Uno, not to be confused with its chain spin-off, Uno Chicago Grill. Granted, Rosetti's is also a chain, but it's hardly your typical corporate-driven operation. Most locations are in Illinois, where Sam Rosita opened the prototype in 1927 in downtown Chicago, and the Rosita family still owns many of the restaurants. Evanston transplants Jim and Judy Tackett were longtime customers before moving south and opening the first East Coast location in Morrisville. Jim Tackett proudly points out that, unlike the mass-produced chains, pretty much everything at Rosita's is made on the premises. That includes the dough, which in the thin crust pizza achieves the cracker crisp ideal from edge to edge. Traditionalists can choose from 24 toppings. Italian beef and hot giardiniera ought to bring a smile to the faces of homesick Chicagoans. Or try one of the specialty pizzas, such as the Siciliana, prosciutto, artichoke hearts, and Kalamata olives, topped with a post-baking shower of fresh basil. Rosetti's also offers a pan pizza, as well as a house specialty double dough pizza that's sort of a compromise between the thin and the deep dish styles, though compromise is hardly the first word that comes to mind when you lay eyes on Rosetti's Monster and everything but the kitchen sink pie that weighs in about 5 pounds in the extra large version. Though pizzas are clearly the main draw, Rosetti's is hardly a one trick, or if you count all the crust variations, a four trick pony. The kitchen turns out a selection of worthy pasta alternatives, from linguine with red or white clam sauce to lasagna made from the Rosetti family recipe. Penne, tossed in olive oil with bright broccoli florets, and as the menu rightfully puts it, lots of garlic, is a rewarding warm weather option. Baby back ribs, glazed with a thick, tangy Midwestern-style sauce, and served with creamy slaw and excellent shoestring fries, are another winning option. The ribs are baked, so they're not smoky, but they're satisfyingly meaty, and they avoid the common pitfall of overcooking to a falling-off-the-bone hash. If you haven't loosened your belt a notch after gorging on pizza, and in the case of the deep dish, 2 slices will suffice, you surely will after indulging in one of their homemade desserts. You won't go wrong with either the creamy cheesecake or the tiramisu, generously soaked with brandy, marsala, and espresso, and topped with crumbled chocolate biscotti for a surprisingly crunchy counterpoint. The traditionally furnished dining room is a casual, warmly inviting space framed in landscape prints, faux Tiffany chandeliers, and curtains in the windows. The room seats only 42, though, plus a few more on the sidewalk patio that's expected to open soon, and there's a good chance you might have to wait for a table during peak weekend hours. Of course, you could always get takeout. According to Jim Tackett, all Rosetti's restaurants were exclusively takeout and delivery operations until just a few years ago, which explains why the first thing you see when you walk in the door is a takeout counter. Just be careful if you order the extra-large Rosetti's Monster to go. Tackett says it's so heavy, first-timers have been known to nearly drop the box when he hands it to them. Again, Rosetti's Authentic Chicago Pizza received 3.5 stars. Located at 3605 Davis Drive in Morrisville, phone number 380-7000. The next restaurant review is going to be for Fitzgerald Seafood, and they are located at 308 Southtown Circle, and that's in Rollsville, phone number 562-3474, and they received 2.5 stars. Like many native North Carolinians, John Fitzgerald Hankins has fond childhood memories of Calabash, the fishing village known for its restaurants specializing in fried seafood. But for Hankins, Calabash was more than just a side excursion on annual trips to the beach. It became the inspiration for a lifelong dream. Born just a few miles up the road from Calabash, Hankins enjoyed a steady diet of deep-fried shrimp, flounder, hush puppies, and sweet tea. He knew from an early age that he wanted to open his own restaurant where he could share the cornmeal-crusted bliss with others. With a singleness of purpose uncommon for his age, he set out about achieving his goal. By the age of 16, Hankins was the head cook at the original Captain Stanley's in Raleigh. After several years dedicated to mastering the deep fryer, he set about earning seed money for his restaurant by starting a trucking business. That venture proved successful enough that by 2009, Hankins was able to realize his dream with the opening of Fitzgerald Seafood in Rollsville. 2 years later, a frequently full parking lot is a testament to the fact that the restaurant is something of a dream come true for a lot of locals, too. The basket of piping hot hush puppies that lands on your table soon after you're seated is sure to strike a familiar chord. So will the menu, which offers a broad selection of deep-fried fish and shellfish in the form of platters, small, large, and combo, and sandwiches. Flounder, shrimp, scallops, clam strips, even catfish, trout, and relative newcomer tilapia are all true to form, lightly crusted in a classic cornmeal breader. Oysters can be hit or miss, and deviled crab, an obligatory offering from a Calabash menu, didn't live up to the rave reviews I heard when I sampled it. As one who still makes the annual pilgrimage to Calabash, though, I can say that the execution, for the most part, is on par with what you'll find there. In a couple of instances, Fitzgerald's offering actually trumps the restaurants that inspired it. Whole flounder has all but disappeared from menus in Calabash, presumably because of the work involved eating around the bones, and made it less popular than ubiquitous fillets. At Fitzgerald's, moist flesh and delicately crisp slash skin will remind you of why whole flounder is still worth the work. Nor are you likely to find old-fashioned southern-style salmon patties in Calabash, or home-cooked alternatives to the standard sides of fries and slaw, with options including a Brunswick stew that's chock-a-block with shreds of chicken and pork, and daily specials such as lima beans simmered with bits of ham. It's worth checking out the specials board for the daily changing seafood offering, too, which might include grilled salmon or tuna, and on Tuesdays features all-you-can-eat fried trout for $8.99. If you're not a seafood lover, the fried chicken, juicy under a peppery, crackly, crusted batter, is sufficient reason to make the comparatively short drive to Rollsville. So is a surprisingly good oven-baked rendition of Eastern Carolina-style barbecued pork. Better yet, get the fried chicken and the pork barbecue combo, a landlubber's delight and a bargain at $6.50 for dark meat, $6.95 for white. With walls painted a cheery Kelly green and strung with fishing nets, buoys, and other nautical bric-a-brac, Fitzgerald's compact, brightly lit dining room is evocative of Calabash restaurants back in the days before fame transformed them into sprawling food factories. Service is small-town friendly, too. The waitstaff are on a first-name basis with many of the customers and are adept at making newcomers feel they belong. You might even find yourself dining in a booth next to the town's affable mayor, who is easy to identify if he happens to be wearing a shirt that's embroidered with the words, Mayor Town of Rollsville. Chances are you'll also see Hankins' son, John Fitzgerald Hankins Jr., who is increasingly taking over the duties in the kitchen and frequently makes forays into the dining room. His presence is comforting assurance that, while the original Calabash has changed over the years, its spirit lives on in Rollsville. Again, Fitzgerald Seafood received 2.5 stars, located at 308 Southtown Circle in Rollsville, phone number 562-3474. And this is from Quick Bites. The good thing about chain restaurants, fans will tell you, is that you know what you're getting. Order a blooming onion in an Outback Steakhouse in Portland, and you can be pretty confident that it will be the same as the one you know and love back at home in Raleigh. The bad thing about chains, detractors will counter, is that you know what you're getting. Catering to a broad nationwide customer base inevitably leads to a least common denominator sameness in the food. Occasionally, though, a chain like Piola comes along and defies the rules. An Italian-based chain with restaurants on 3 continents, Piola has opened 2 locations in Triangle in the past year. It isn't surprising, given that the chain is based in the homeland of pizza, and that Piola's crust in the classic Italian thin style, and the quantity takes a backseat to quality when it comes to toppings. The margherita pizza is a purest delight of tomato sauce and mozzarella, judiciously applied, then topped with a light sprinkling of torn basil leaves just before baking. Even specialty pizzas, whose creative topping combinations break free of tradition, show restraint. The Como, for instance, features earthy porcini mushrooms and petal-thin slices of prosciutto crudo, neither of which upstages the all-important crust. Piola's global customer base creates the culinary windfall, too, in the form of menus custom-tailored to the local population. I'm not sure you could get the Rocca Cabana salad, a recent introduction to the Raleigh menu featuring arugula and a pomegranate vinaigrette topped with a dense carpet of pistachios, in Sao Paulo. A pretty safe bet you can get the margherita pizza at any location, but I'd be inclined to be more adventurous so far from home. Wonder whether they have a Brazilian steakhouse pizza. Now, the two triangle locations for this restaurant is 141-100 Park at North Hills Street in Raleigh and 1101 Environ Way in Chapel Hill. The phone number for the Raleigh location is 758-8059. The phone number for the Chapel Hill location is 537-8488. Comfort food stars on two menus. The latest round of Foodie News serves for a double dose of comfort, as in comfort food, for North Raleigh. Relish Cafe and Bar, which opened on April 5th in the old Simpson space at Creedmoor Crossings, serves up comfort food with a new southern twist, and that's in quotes. On the menu, that translates to an offering that spans the Sunbelt from shrimp and grits to chicken fried steak to fish tacos. Appetizers, which you'll find under the relishes heading, include fried green tomatoes, homemade pimento cheese and crackers, and deep-fried black-eyed peas. You'll also find mac and cheese skillets among something for everyone offering, as well as homemade soup, salads, and a varied assortment of sandwiches, from a BL and fried green tea to a Carolina chili burger to variations on the grilled cheese theme. Sweet comforts include fried-to-order cake-style donuts and banana pudding served in a mason jar. A small gourmet retail shop at the front of the restaurant sells salsas, preserves, and other products made and used in the restaurant. Owner Sharon May plans to expand the offerings to include baked goods and eventually hopes to offer cooking classes. Now, the Relish Cafe and Bar is located at 5625 Creedmoor Road, and their phone number is 787-1855. Meanwhile, at Crabtree, comfort food gets the gourmet treatment at the Red Monkey Tavern, which is which should be open now at the Crabtree Valley Mall. And that address is 4325 Glenwood Avenue, phone number 896-7412. Owner Payman Bazuban, whose other restaurants include Baba Grill and the Brasso Brazilian Steakhouse, is calling his latest venture a gastropub. The eclectic menu lives up to the building with the likes of lobster macaroni and cheese, shepherd's pie made with lamb, fresh herbs and truffled potatoes, and double-cut bone-in pork chop stuffed with smoked apples, dried cherries, and walnuts. Sharing menu space with such updated classics is an assortment of contemporary fare covering a wide spectrum, from deep-fried avocado to spicy duck enchiladas to grilled chicken and country ham club sandwich. The chicken in the sandwich is humanely raised, and produce is local and organic when available. The locavore focus applies to the bar, too, where all 12 taps dispense North Carolina brews. With dining rooms on both levels of the mall and a steampunk-inspired decor that's evocative of a Jules Verne novel, Red Monkey is as attention-getting as its name. Looks like a perfectly suitable match for the menu, too. And we have time to read one more chew on this. In the volumes of emails I get from readers, one of the most persistent themes is complaints about the noise level in restaurants. I've addressed the issue in a number of times over the years, most recently a little over a year ago in this space. In that article, I introduced the noise level rating that now sometimes comes with the restaurant reviews. It's a subjective rating. I passed on one reader's suggestion to take a decibel meter with me when I dine, assigning a noise level of low, moderate, or high based on my experience. To reflect the fact that the noise level can be substantially different from night to night in some restaurants, depending on such factors as the size of the crowd or whether there's live music, I sometimes assign a rating of, say, moderate to high. Recently, I got email from a reader asking whether I would offer a list of restaurants where you won't get hoarse trying to carry on a conversation over dinner. Sounded like a good idea to me, so I went through all the restaurants I reviewed since introducing the noise rating, and I made a list of those I rated low or low to moderate. Here's the list by area. In Raleigh, Cary, and Wake County, Bloomberry Bistro, Bombay Beijing, C&T Wop, Chef's Palette, Flights, Ginger, Thai Thai Cuisine, and Yuri all received low or moderate noise ratings. In Durham, Sitar Indian Cuisine received that rating. And in Chapel Hill, Bangkok 54, and Farrington House. While I was assembling the list, it became obvious that the most of the restaurants fall into one of two categories: fine dining establishments at one end of the price spectrum, and small ethnic eateries on the opposite end. I wonder if there are any market-savvy restaurateurs out there who'd like to fill that big gap in the middle. And it looks like that we have run out of time for today's episode of Restaurant Reviews. I hope you listen again, and I hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Missy Hollander, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. This program is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast. So long until next time.